The third spiritual sequence of Naaman HaMelech, the long version. Hatzula means to be saved, to be rescued. And when, for example, you had a car accident or about to have a car accident or you're in the middle of having a car accident, all of a sudden, your whole mind, body and soul becomes activated. And that's because at the moment of panic, I could die, it could all go wrong, your anxiousness, and your panic says, I'm not ready to die. This is my turn to die. I might have an accident. Because I was neglectful, because other people were being neglectful, but I'm not destined to die. It's not my end. So at that moment, your mind, body, and soul, your soul comes down and says, no, we've got to save you. When people use the expression when they're about to have an accident or about to something about to go wrong, oh my God, they're referring to their higher self, referring to that divine energy that is around all of us, not, I will add the word, it is all the time, but it doesn't appear to be all the time. That's because your soul isn't constantly present around you. And that's because you are on standby mode. But when you become in a panic moment, crossroads, the third spiritual secret is the crossroads of life. Panic, anxiousness, panic, nervousness, nerves, after all, the thought energy, the mind energy, then goes through your brain and through your spine and through your whole nervous system that then awakens every part of your body. Your mind, your feet, your knees, your legs, every part of you starts shaking when you're in a panic mode because it's a nervous system, because your soul has then entered your body. Now, I want to say something. After you've had an accident, those of you who ever had an accident, I had a car accident many, many, many years ago. When just after the accident, I felt such a relief, but also a sense of joy and happiness. And that joy and happiness that you feel that you've been saved is your soul talking to you. Right now, Johnny Waxman, we just saved your life. You've just been saved. And now we're going to sort you out once and for all. We all have free will choices to make mistakes. And then when we panic because we're realizing we're living a mistake, we then become anxious, panicky, and then we have the fullness of our soul. And the fullness of our soul is Hatzula. I want to talk about the Hebrew word Hatzula. Hatzula means to be rescued and saved. It comes from the Hebrew word sail, which means a shadow. And what is the definition of a shadow to be saved? You are a higher version of yourself. You are your soul. Your soul is in light. It's complete and utter light. God energy, divine energy. It's complete and utter light. But as we form ourselves on planet Earth, we are just a shadow of us, our light selves. That's because this world is full of darkness and we sometimes get depressed and dark and therefore we just look like a shadow, a dark shadow. But we are light. We intrinsically have the potential to have the fullness of our light. But we are just a shadow. So when the shadow is a reflection of the light of your soul, it is the image of it, then you are you. When the shadow is in the wrong place, it's not quite you. It's not quite the form of you. It looks a bit different. Sometimes shadow, if it's a shadow of a human being, two legs, sometimes shadow of an animal, a dog. So you're not a dog. You're not an animal. You're not a whatever. You are you. Sometimes a shadow can also reflect. That's why you are women and men, when we are overweight, when we put a bit too much weight on, the shadow, oh, I've got a bit too much. This isn't the real me. This isn't what I was supposed to be. I'm supposed to be slim and handsome and beautiful and elegant. I'm not supposed to be fat and overweight. So the shadow of us tells us something is wrong. The shadow of your life, the reflection, the manifestation of your life tells you at certain junctions, certain crossroads, that something is wrong. And therefore, the third spiritual secret is the definition of something's wrong. Something is wrong. You've got to change. Something is wrong. Panic. Something is wrong. If you carry along a certain pathway, you'll end up in a dead end. And that's one of the greatest advantages in our generation of abortions. You're in a relationship with somebody and you realize, I don't want a baby with this one. No, it's not. This isn't right. I made a mistake. I had a free will choice. I made a mistake. And therefore, I've got to undo that mistake. It's then the destructive energy. The third spiritual secret explains that the crossroads of life, there is destruction. It's a fact of life. It's just destruction. Why? It's the way the world is. It's the way life is. Stop questioning is the message of Naaman HaMelech. Just accept it. And when we accept that, unfortunately, something's come to an end because it has to be, you have to be reborn to be a different version of yourself, then you can move on from the crossroads. The reason why we call it crossroads is because many people get to the crossroads, but they are then stuck. They don't actually do anything from then onwards. They don't actually fall in love with somebody. They don't move on with their lives. They don't let go. They're stuck at the crossroads. And therefore, what the Pluto in Aquarius in 2024 onwards, and now that Pluto is direct, the definition, the reason I put the content on the internet now, is getting our lives moving forward. Stop sitting at the crossroads anymore. You want to fall in love, you want to be in love. You want to be in business, you want to be meaningful in life. You want what your soul wants you to want, and stop being a dark, depressing, miserable shadow of yourself that isn't the true version of you. Go-to energies. Naim Elimelech explains that we all have a go-to energy. Each religion, each personality, each person in the world, we've all been in panic mode and we all go to somebody for help us. When you were young, you went to your father, your mother. When you went to your rabbi or your priest, or you went to an advisor or a counselor, you go to your dentist or your car mechanic. But we've all got go-to energies. And only when we are panicking, and it's a panic, it's an anxiousness, then we go to energy. Now, some people will say, I can't help you. Can't help you, can't help you. So then you go to the next resort, alternative medicine, or you then go to God and in prayer. Go-to is a go-to to your soul. Go-to to the purity of light. Go-to is in your mind, thoughts, and soul. Go-to means I'm in the shit. Excuse my language. I'm really in a difficult situation. Help me. Do anything. Help me. Help me. And the reason why I have great respect for the teachings of the Naim Elimelech and the influence of the Naim Elimelech in my life is because on the 11th March of 2007, that was the first time I came to Poland, to Lezhensk, to the Naim Elimelech. And the 10th of March, my life was in the shit. 9th of March, my life was in the shit. On the 11th of March, a light went on inside me. And it was thanks to the Naim Elimelech that all of a sudden changed my life. Irreversibly, everything made it clear and everything then got on the right pathway. And because I know it works. I know it works for me, so therefore I know it works for you. Moving from the crossroads, it takes gutsy energy, but most importantly, it takes light. And light is a happiness from within you. Light is knowing that somebody up there in the heavens above is looking after you. We've all got an energy. When we feel the presence of God, then we know, or the presence of your soul, you know it. When you don't feel the presence, you feel empty. So the problem now is, how do I explain it for everybody? All I can say is, go back to all the moments in your life where it could have gone wrong. All those car accidents you might have had. All those bad relationships that you got out of. All the marriage and divorce that you got saved from. All the toxic relationships you got saved from. Every time you had that moment of being saved, that is a crossroads of your life. Every moment you really got panicky and anxious. And that anxiousness is a higher level of energy. When you're in sleepy mode, when you're watching Netflix or TV, so you're in a sleepy mode, you're standby mode. But when you are in an anxious mode, you've raised your energy. When you're in a prayerful mode, please, I need help with emotions, and you're in a higher state. And the only way I can compare it is, with Naim Elimelech explains, is when a woman is giving birth. During the 9 months of pregnancy, okay, she has her moments, she has her little glitches, and little moments, more than little moments. But when it comes the day when the water's broken and in a baby, she knows it's irreversible, then the heightened state of energy. So every woman remembers the day that she gave birth to her child, because it's a heightened state of energy when you're giving birth. And there's a lot of energy associated with it. So therefore, for women, it's much easier for me to explain that. Do you remember the day you gave birth? Of course you do. Do you remember it? Do you remember the heightened state of energy that you were in? Yes, that is what you need to be if you want to change your life moving on from the crossroads.